Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when I get a chance to introduce you, to reintroduce you to someone who's been a hero of mine for a long time. Long before I knew him, I admired his statesmanship. I admired his service to our country. Governor Pete DuPont is here. He's the former governor of the great state of Delaware, former chairman of the National, he isn't currently the chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Once upon a time was a member of Congress and a candidate for president. And he's now a member of our brain trust, and I know that's probably really high on his list. Governor DuPont, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you. My problem is my brain was probably not good enough for your trust. You're a very highly qualified group of people.
Well, you're on the top of our list, Governor. And something happened. We got a little news to report. Last night, actually, the House of Representatives voted 245 to whatever was left. What would that be? 210 or whatever. What would that be? I've forgotten. 190, something like that. Anyway, in favor of repealing Obamacare. Now, elections matter, don't they, Governor?
They really do matter, and this healthcare thing has been the top of the list ever since the bill has passed. And it's, what, 210 pages or something?
Yeah. 2,000 pages.
2,010
yeah.
pages.
Yeah.
That's one of the problems. And you recall Speaker Nancy Pelosi once said it didn't matter to read the whole thing, just vote.
Right.
So when you read the whole thing and you discover in there that the government's going to take all kinds of regulatory positions on what we can do for our health care, now some of it doesn't start for another year or so,
right.
But it's all coming along unless they modify it somehow.
Well, you said it's going to, some of it doesn't start for a couple of years. The funding of it, the taking money out of our pocket starts right now, but the benefits start 3 or 4 years later. So, I mean, whoever heard of charging people for something for 10 years and only giving it to them for 6 years?
Well, that's exactly right. And the 10 years of additional taxes that are in it are simply going to fund it for 6 years. In other words, it's going to be a very expensive program.
Right.
And I would guess the Congress is going to have to decide, if the bill is still there, Congress is going to have to decide to add more taxes after 3 or 4 years in order to keep it going.
Well, what the House did last night is a token gesture, because the Senate's still controlled by the other side of the aisle from the people who are responsible for the passing of the thing, of the repeal last night, the Democrats, and it's not going to pass unless the Republicans can convince a handful of Democrats to cross the aisle, which is not impossible, but probably a hard thing to do. But ultimately, in the next 2 years, President Obama is not going to sign the law. He'll veto it, and they won't be able to override it. So basically, it's just a little fisticuffs thing here until the big act in 2012, isn't it?
Well, that's true, but I think what the House is going to do, I think the people in control of the House, the Republicans in control of the House, realized that they could pass it, but the Senate probably, or they could repeal it, and the Senate probably wasn't
right.
going to. So I think what's going to happen next is that the House is going to take a lot of little pieces of it, repealing this, doing away with the money for that. And they're going to send little bills like that over to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Senator Harry Reid doesn't want to vote on any of them, but I think there's going to be some Democrats who think there's some good amendments
right.
to the health care plan. So I think it's going to be a serious issue for a long while.
It's going to be problematic for the proponents of this, of the health care bill, of Obamacare, to make it actually happen. And I'll tell you my opinion, as I've said many times, Governor, I want this thing pulled out by the roots. I want there to be no vestiges of it left. I want to start over again. And one of the things that troubles me is when people say, well, you know, where are the other side's ideas? Well, the thing is, and I say, when we say the other side, I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm talking about people like me and you and Grace Marie Turner with Galen Institute, who have Governor Mike Inslee from Montana, who proposed things like medical savings accounts, which John Goodman, your friend, invented. Also, association health plans. These are all things that have been proposed and have been killed in the past several years.
Well, that's true, and there's a whole lot of good things that could be done. I mean, the simplest thing to do is to give all Americans the opportunity to buy health care from any state in the union, as opposed to the state they live in. That would just bring an enormous market pressure into health care and improve all of it.
Which the association health plans would have provided for. And by the way, folks, I didn't mean to say medical savings accounts had been killed. They're still health savings accounts. HSAs are still very much viable, but they need to be promoted more. We're going to talk some more about this with Pete DuPont after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.